what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Dr. Marianne Wilson will be through the Friends of the Humanities offering a books and film course entitled Literary Hauntings, Ghostly Tales that will run Wednesdays, October 11th through November 8th. If you would like to register, you can contact the English department and ask for Dr. Marianne Wilson or contact any of the Friends of the Humanities in Lafayette. The Acadiana Center for the Arts is conducting their Play It Again instrument drive. If you have band or orchestra instruments that are stored away and you don't need them anymore, perhaps you can donate them. The Acadiana Center for the Arts will help to repair them so that they can be given to schools for children who might not have the means to buy their own instruments. For information or to drop off an instrument, you can go to the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And at the Hive Theater, continuing this weekend, is the play Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead. That will run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30. For information, you can call the Hive Theater or go to their website, search for Dog Sees God and the Hive, and it should come up on Facebook, and you can find more information there. The Last 5 Years will run at Cité des Arts, August 10th through the 13th. Evening performances are at 7:30, and this Sunday, the 13th, there is a 2 p.m. matinee. The Last 5 Years is a musical written by Jason Robert Brown. It was produced off-Broadway. If you'd like to know more, you can contact Cité des Arts. At the Hillier University Art Museum, two exhibits are coming to a close, the Bonnard exhibit, Bonnard landscape exhibit, as well as Spiritual Journeys, folk art from the collection of Becky and Wyatt Collins. This Friday, an event having to do with the Bonnard exhibit will take place at the museum, Bordeaux Brie et Bonnard. That's 5 to 7 on Friday. For information or to register for that event, you can call the museum, or I believe there may be an Eventbrite site that you can find through the museum's website. Also, on Saturday morning, there will be yoga en français. They have been focusing on French and activities in French since the Bonnard exhibit has been on display there. On the UL campus, there will be a special event for veterans. It's sponsored by the UL Veterans Upward Bound Program and the UL Honors Program. Veterans Eager to Succeed is the event. It will be at the Judice Rickles Hall at the corner of Hebrard Boulevard in St. Mary this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11. The featured speaker is Terry Ranger Johnson. He was in the Army Special Forces and a Green Beret veteran, and he'll be talking about success and goals. All veterans are invited. You can RSVP by calling UL's Veterans Upward Bound Program. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Lots of gallery spaces will have new or returning exhibits. Also, the Acadiana Center for the Arts will host author Dennis Ward, who will present two of his novels, Mademoiselle Gigi and Madame Gigi, published by the UL Press. That will be from 5 to 8 p.m. during Art Walk. And in the main gallery at the ACA, Dutch Kepler's exhibit, Neo-Eclectic Post-Bop Expressionism. It will be up just through this month, so if you've not seen it yet, this art walk would be a good time to enjoy it, and Dutch will be there at the art walk. It will be again up through the first art walk in September. Also at Cité des Arts, street photographer Amy Bro will have an exhibit entitled Even If You Paint Over Me, I Am Still Here. And that will be up at Cité for Second Saturday Art Walk. Acadian Culture Day will take place at Vermilionville this Sunday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. There will be cooking demonstrations, crafts, games, and a tantamar, also films being shown, and a presentation on the birth of Cajun culture. Merlin Fontenot will be honored at Acadian Culture Day this Sunday. This Monday, the Center for Louisiana Studies will host a symposium entitled H2O Louisiana, an examination of Louisiana's relationship with water. There will be sessions throughout the day at the Light Center on various aspects of our relationship with water, including representations in art. There will be a session on legal issues about water, and also a look back at the floods of last year in August in Acadiana and near Baton Rouge. The keynote speaker will be John Barry, author of Rising Tide. He'll be speaking from 6 to 7:30. It's open to everyone, but you do need to register. You can call the Center for Louisiana Studies. They do have an Eventbrite site for you to register. On Monday, Cane Fire Film Series has a special 30th anniversary screening of With Nile and I. It's the 30th anniversary of this Bruce Robinson debut. He was a screenwriter and made his directorial debut with this comedy, and they're celebrating 30 years of this film being quite a cult film. It's at 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this Monday, August 14th. And for a list of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button, or you can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. If you missed a show, whether it's a music show or an interview show locally, you can look it up on our website, look up the program and the date, and listen to it on whatever device you listen to KRVS on. You can also support KRVS. Click that donate button. It's one simple page to fill out to make your contribution to KRVS. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's La Vianera. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock, Franco Mix at 9, Earthbeat at 10. At 11, it's Lost in Love. And at 11:30, Je Savais Pas. In a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.
Ta maman chère, les embarras de ton papa et ta maman chère, les poussins chères, comptez pas avec ton nez aujourd'hui.
Support for KRVS comes from the Hilliard University Art Museum, presenting Pierre Bonnard, Landscapes from Le Canet, selected works from the collection of the Musée Bonnard in France, on display now. Located at 710 East St. Mary Boulevard, for information, the website is hilliardmuseum.org.
Dirty Rice, satisfying your Louisiana music RV since 1991. Join either me, Bill Bolins, or Mr. Lee Kleinpeter for the best in Louisiana music. Cajun, Zydeco, blues, swamp pop, you name it, we got a whole lot of rock and roll, too. That's Dirty Rice, every Saturday night at 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the Internet at krvs.org.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.